T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. You're waking up with the Wolf. Hey, at 8, we'll give you another listen of the new Eric Church tune, another Wolf World premiere. I love that
it's
song.
It's so good.
Dude, golly. 121 medals America ended up winning at Rio.
120?
121. America.
Wow.
Yep. I could have had one around my neck on Saturday, but no, a little impatient with a wiggle worm. When Kathleen Baker was in Winston-Salem, how come we didn't know that Ryan Lochte is from Charlotte?
I don't know. I feel kind of embarrassed that I didn't know that.
And we were all concerned about his pants being on fire,
right? And we could have, I just can't believe
we could have driven
that
to Charlotte. We could have been over at, Douglas International Airport. And
right.
We could have gone, liar, liar, pants on fire.
I don't know. So, yes, I think that his level of lie, like, that was not a white lie, I wouldn't say. But we've all done things that are dishonest, right? I mean, I'm not alone.
Yourself. He did an interview with Matt Lauer over the weekend. He actually apologized, see?
I'm just really sorry about, I'm embarrassed for myself, my family, especially those guys, USA Swimming, the whole Olympic Games, everyone watching.
Yeah, because it takes the attention completely off the fact that the U.S. swim team dominated
from
Kathleen and Winston all the way down to Michael Phelps and all of those, right?
This does become what, number one, we talk about, number one, or number two, I got two number ones. Something you remember, like this is what my memory will be, is of him.
Well, it's like Michael Phelps. And look, during Rio, I couldn't think about anything other than the fact that 4 years ago, right after the Olympics, all this smoking weed and drinking and driving, all that came out, you know?
Well, I think sometimes we forget that these are just normal people too. Just because they're Olympians, I mean, they weren't intended to be these role models. They're just athletes.
Yeah, you've got a good point. You've got a really good point.
Mm.
Yeah, but still.
I think we all do. Sometimes we all say things that maybe aren't 100% honest.
Really?
For example, okay, fine. I'll dig into my closet.
Are you saying you've got a little Ryan Lochte in you?
No. Maybe not the same level. You tell me. All right. I'll tell you a story. You tell me on the level of lie what this is.
Okay.
So in college, I had a girlfriend who was dating this guy who was a total jerk. He was rude to her, no good for her. She was like head over heels, I'm going to marry this guy. And we all knew that he was probably cheating on her, but we didn't know for sure. Like, I didn't have any hard proof. So one night we come back from going out to the bars and we tell her, like, hey girl, I just want you to know we saw your boy making out with another girl. No, that didn't actually happen. We didn't really see him making out with another girl.
Did you even see him there?
No. But we knew he was in town.
Whoa.
Right?
Well, he was in the same zip code, but not even at the
so anyway,
place that you were at.
Here's the thing though. So we were like, hey, so girl code though, like, this is in the trust tree. I'm telling you that this happened, but don't be throwing my name in it, right? So she calls him up and she's like, my friends saw you making out with a girl. And of course he's like, I don't know what you're talking about or whatever. They broke up. And you know what? She is a happily married woman now with a perfect little life. And I feel like some of that credit should be to me, because
really,
she would have totally ended up with this jerk and she'd be super unhappy.
Look, on a scale of Reverend Lovejoy to Ryan Lochte, you're like Ryan Lochte level.
No!
Because the guy wasn't even in the bar. He wasn't even in the place, and you totally made that up?
Yeah.
I'm kind of ashamed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.